You know, Walmart wants to come to Guelph.
So what did concerned Guelph residents do? Prompted by this August Ontario Municipal Board hearings, they organized a street theater.
We're going around the block, we're coming up here. Brian says this little thing saying, gather around everybody, we're gonna tell you a story. Then he starts out saying, once upon a time in a spot not very far from here, a man of vision chopped down a tree. Around that spot, a settlement grew. Serena's drawing the lines on the ground, happily nestled where two rivers meet. And that's when the
on August 3rd, 2004, the Ontario Municipal Board began a hearing at Guelph City Hall to decide whether or not a Walmart should be allowed to locate in the city of Guelph on the corner of Woodlawn and Woolwich Roads. According to the Guelph Residents for Sustainable Development, a pre-hearing conference reduced the issues list to 7 topics, including incompatibility with neighboring use, the prospect of the development becoming an unplanned regional center, the premature nature of development occurring prior to the city's completion of a commercial policy review, and the environmental, health, social, and financial impacts of vehicle use.
Like unions and won't even pay us enough to live on.
How can we think in peace with the drone of attention Walmart shoppers?
Not over our dead bodies.
Think of all the extra noise and traffic in our neighborhood.
Vocal citizens have been quick to oppose development at this site due to its proximity to Marymount Cemetery and Woodlawn Cemetery, as well as to the Ignatius Jesuit Retreat and Organic Farm, a sanctuary wholly dependent on the peacefulness of its location. Others are concerned that it will increase traffic levels in the area, that the proper infrastructure is not yet in place at this location, and that the development would be negative for downtown Guelph. Most oppose the Walmart Corporation itself, referring to the big box store as a bad neighbor and frowning upon its record of abysmal labor practices, the corporation's negative attitude
Walmart
towards employee
to
unions, and its support
plan.
Of sweatshop labor, among other things.
You see, at one edge of our city, we have a beautiful area of tranquility, of nature, of meditation, 200-year-old cemeteries and organic farm. And Brian's going to like make this much longer and expand on it. I'm just sort of giving you the basics. And guess what? Walmart, big Walmart, huge Walmart, decided it wanted to settle right in the middle of this escape to tranquility.
It was Thursday, August 5th, however, when members of the public got to have their say. The Italian-Canadian Club of Guelph at 135 Ferguson Street was the location of a public forum that began at 7 p.m. How was the night to be set up? I asked Brian Holstein, an anti-Walmart activist.
The OMB hearing tonight is specifically to hear residents' input, taxpayers' input. There are over 50 people already registered to speak. They will be speaking to the two gentlemen from the OMB. This is not part of the actual court hearing, if you like, that's going on downtown at City Hall during the day. But this is so that the citizens of Guelph can have their say. Here, the people of Guelph are able to have their say, and that's democracy.
Approximately 400 people attended the public night, with a resounding 70 individuals signed up to address the OMB by the time that the hearing began. Only 5 of the individuals on the speakers list supported the development. However, the evening's events began earlier than the official 7 p.m. starting time.
Guelph celebrated its 177th birthday. Gather round. Find out a little about what did happen in Guelph, what could happen in Guelph, and what can happen in Guelph. Let the play begin.
A street theater performance was organized by a group of local citizens. The parking lot across from the Italian-Canadian Club was buzzing with activity when I arrived just before 6 p.m. They planned to present informally to the hearing attendants at 6:30 before the proceedings were to begin inside. Chris Jess explains why street theater was a positive addition to the night's goings-on.
Any time that we have sort of a situation, at least this is from my own experience, where there's, you know, a lot of protocol or process, we're dealing with an institutional response to some sort of complex issue, you know, Walmart wants to come to Guelph, this can't be resolved at this level, the institution or governments step in, they have protocol and policy for how they're going to go about dealing with this. And my own criticism is that a lot of these situations are not necessarily set up for the most engagement by community members. And so the point for us to do something like a street theater performance was very much to get media attention, because I think a lot of the story behind why this might be an issue for a lot of residents is overlooked when the government is going to make the decision. And the government at the municipal level has decided that we'll change the zoning laws. And where do citizens step in? Where is the citizen involvement at a municipal level? We're basically looking at levels here. And for me, to see citizens involved at a municipal level is really, really important. Something like a street theater performance is a way where we can tell a story in a setting where city council might be there, where the OMB is there, where the media is there. And our intention is to show that we do not agree with how this is happening, and we have further question, we have further concern, and we would like consultation. And this is our way of not necessarily requesting consultation, but suggesting that consultation needs further, we need further movement on this, as far as our own involvement in it.
Brian Holstein functioned as the storyteller, uniting the aspects of the street theater performance through his narration of the players' actions. The message of the performance was to be clear. It illustrated how a community like Guelph could push a corporation like Walmart out of its boundaries through group work and a united vision. I spoke with Mr. Holstein before the performance. He explained how the anti-Walmart street theater came into being.
A lot of people came up with the idea of doing street theater. We've done it before for other items, and this was another platform in which to try to do street theater. We're all in this together. I'm a retired person. We have people here from various professions and jobs. We have students here. They're all in this, and Guelph is a community, and this is a community theater, street theater. It can give a different view, a much different view of what's going on. It can present the view, perhaps, in a different manner. We're doing this as a story. I'm a storyteller, and this is a story that we're acting out. And it's being done in a simplistic manner, as you'll see. Simplistic only in the presentation of it, but the message behind it all is very, very clear.
But if street theater activism was such a good idea, then why weren't we seeing a performance out of the pro-big box camp? I asked Mr. Holstein. It's really interesting to see that the anti-Walmart supporters have mobilized to make the street theater. What do you think of the fact that the people who are pro-Walmart haven't gone ahead and done something this drastic or this?
Because they, because of the council that they have elected, the pro-development, the pro-Walmart council that they've elected, the people who want Walmart, they're complacent because they feel that it's going to happen.
As I was speaking with Brian, members of the performing group had begun their transformation. Where regular citizens had once stood were now individuals adorned with placards identifying them as workers, musicians, business owners, residents, gravestones, wetlands, grasslands, and representatives from Ignatius Farms. Two costumes were especially eye-catching. I approached the tallest one first.
My name is Ryan White, and I'll be speaking on behalf of the Central Student Association.
Okay, so you're dressed up as a puppet. Would you like to explain what you're wearing?
Well, right now I'm wearing, I guess, sort of 15-foot-high orange puppet, and it's supposed to be a resident of Guelph, and it's just supposed to draw attention to, I think, to our procession.
Okay, so what does your puppet/resident of Guelph represent, and what is the voice that he or she wants to have heard?
The big thing, I guess, for this puppet is kind of the rallying point, so everyone kind of collects around me. My own lines all have to do with the official plan and just the idea of sticking to the official plan, and I think a lot of this issue now comes down to the official plan and the fact that we're looking at development that is that's not being taken, I think, in a sustainable fashion, and it's just
what is the official plan?
Well, according to information on the City of Guelph website dated July 5th, 2002. The official plan is intended to be a comprehensive land use plan for the city. The policies, schedules, and maps contained in this plan are intended to guide development of the municipality for the next 20-year period up to the year 2016. The plan should also be considered as the primary policy plan setting out general citywide policies. As such, it is a statement of the city's aspirations as opposed to a regulatory document.
The official plan is a very good thing out what we want as a city, and everyone has agreed to it, and now to see Walmart trying to violate that, I think it's an important thing to take a stand on.
Okay, so how exactly will Walmart be violating this official plan with the 6s and 7s development?
Well, right now, where Walmart wants to go at 6 and 7 isn't zoned to be such a large commercial area. And if Walmart comes in, they're anticipating not only will Walmart represent a large commercial enterprise in the North End, but it'll also bring in other big box stores. And that part of the city, because of the fact that it's so close to the two cemeteries, to Woodlawn Cemetery and to Marymount Cemetery, it's also so close to the Jesuit Center. It's an area, I think, that has always been playing with a great deal of tranquility in mind, and I think that there's obviously a lot of spiritual values that are imparted upon the cemeteries and imparted upon the Jesuit Center. And also, the vast majority of Guelph's populations happens to be pushed into the South End, and where Guelph is growing right now is in the South End. And so you're seeing a major commercial center being put where there aren't really people. And so that just means that more and more people are going to have to be depending upon cars to get there. And so you see it worsening urban sprawl. You see it exacerbating our dependence upon non-renewable fuel sources. You see it increasing CO2 emissions. You see it, I think just as a whole, and the city has done a very good job of in the past taking environmental initiatives, and now you see, and I think that's embodied in the official plan, and now if Walmart comes in, it just means that we're putting stress on an area of the city that isn't meant to take that stress.
Okay, so what do you think that this whole idea of street theater can provide to the OMB hearings that just a formal address wouldn't be able to provide?
I think for us, I mean, the biggest thing is just to get as many people out as possible, and so you look at when they talk to city council, like when the city council public hearings were held, and I mean, a number of people came out, and the vast majority of people spoke against Walmart. I think this is just one way, I think, not only of having fun, because I mean, this is a community enterprise, and I think it's important that when we have fun as a community, but I think more importantly, it's just a way of drawing people in, of getting the word out, because it's, you know, it's something that can seem intimidating. It's something that I think it's very important that we get as much community input as possible, and so hopefully with street theater, it's just another way, I think, of trying to entice people to come out and speak and grabbing their attention.
Behind us, a Walmart had popped up. Go figure. One of the players had been outfitted with a giant refrigerator box, painted gray, red, and blue, and decorated to look like a big box Walmart building. His face was painted yellow and black, smiling uncontrollably like the rollback man, and he wore a yellow crepe paper bandana. So we're at the site of the street theater production that Guelph community members are putting on. And I'm talking to the Walmart representative here, not an actual representative, but the symbolic representative. So what do you believe that tonight can offer through street theater to the people of Guelph?
I think it can offer a visual representation of the discussion and the dialogue that's gone on in Guelph, and can present many different points of views as to why Walmart should not locate at that particular location, and for all intents and purposes, really should be stopped from locating in Guelph completely. I personally believe that despite the fact that there are other retailers that might have abysmal labor practices and purchasing practices, I believe that Walmart is very much emblematic of what NAFTA has done and what the reorientation of our whole principles of government have done in terms of affecting workers' rights and in terms of affecting labor practices and health and safety practices throughout the world. I think it's a problem for Guelph, and I think that it speaks really well of Guelph that there is a citizenry here that is prepared to say that this kind of marketing and economic malpractice should be stopped.
With minutes to go before the performance, I had a chance to speak with a few of the actors involved. Decked out in rubber boots and straw hats, a group of supporters had come from Acton to take part, fulfilling the role of the concerned farmers.
So we'll start just by asking you guys who you represent, like where did you come from for this street theater performance?
Oh, we came from Whole Circle Farm, which is between Acton and Rockwood.
Okay, so how long of a commute was that? How long did it take you guys to get here?
Takes about 25 minutes if you don't get lost.
you guys represented the farmer's perspective tonight in the presentation. How do you think it went?
I think it went pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. We're glad to get our perspective out there, and we don't want the farmers to be exploited from big box corporations. So,
do you think that the Walmart issue is an issue that should only concern people of the community that's going to be involved, or something that should concern people in general?
No, I think it's definitely a general concern, because everyone's going to be affected by it. It doesn't matter if you're just in the community or if you're just passing through the community. These big boxes are going up everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're from that actual city or not. So it affects everybody.
The individuals wearing the musician placards were also playing the drums and a trumpet. I asked one musician what his role was in the performance.
I think I'm here to sort of provide the oompa behind the demonstration today and the performance today. And to bolster people's energies, give them encouragement, make them dance maybe a little bit.
What do you think that a street theater production can provide that just a formal address can't really provide in this issue? It's open to anyone.
It's a representation of the spirit of the community, of what could be destroyed,
yeah.
And just of vocal energy as well.
How do you think that Walmart could destroy this kind of outcry?
I don't think it could ever entirely destroy opposition, but just the whole decentralization of the downtown is a place where people can gather and talk. And if everything was Walmart related, there wouldn't really be any social, any forum for people to get together and raise their voice in the way that our independent community does.
Okay, so do you think that, like, welcoming a Walmart into Guelph or allowing a Walmart a space in Guelph would really spell the end of downtown, of that kind of community-mindedness?
I think definitely. I've actually not lived in Guelph very long. I'm from St. Catharines, and if you ever go through town, you'll notice that the downtown is basically a ghost town. It's boarded up, and that's because of the malls and the big box stores. Like, when I was a kid, there were bakers and butchers and shoe stores, and now there's nothing. And everyone goes to Walmart, and it's kind of soulless, and I'd hate to see that happen to Guelph.
And with that, it started. Whistles blowing, the procession wound its way around from the parking lot between Ferguson and York Roads to end directly in front of the Italian-Canadian Club. For 15 minutes, the citizens made their case, and in conclusion...
Slowly, ever so slowly at first, but nevertheless surely, they began to push Walmart out of town.
We're gonna stick to the official plan.
You have a plan, or we got the plan.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how this story can end.
Approximately 100 people waited outside of the Italian-Canadian Club to watch the street theater unfold, and they received it with delight. I chatted with a resident who had caught the performance before she headed into the Italian-Canadian Club.
I think the demonstration went very well. It was peaceful, and I think it got the point across that residents of Guelph do not want Walmart in the north end of the city. The official, you know, certainly demonstrated that the official plan is there, and let's keep the official plan intact. You can tweak an official plan a little bit, but this is major. You know, if this goes through, it's going to be very detrimental to the city, I think. But anyway, it was a bit of fun, and obviously we'll show these OMB members that we do care.
The public forum ended at 11 p.m., a limit that had not been previously announced, and that effectively silenced the voices of some of the individuals who had signed up to address the OMB. In the days since the August 5th public forum, a legal issue has arisen that has put off the OMB's decision until September 1st or 2nd, 2004. The OMB has asked all parties to submit their final arguments verbally, as well as in writing, in order to ensure a maximum understanding of each group's position.
According to an article in the Guelph Tribune on Friday the 13th of August, the Big Box case was originally taken to the OMB by developers in 1997 after City Council turned down two Big Box proposals. One of those cases, involving development on land owned by the University of Guelph, east of Stone Road Mall, was settled before the main hearing finally got started on August 3rd. Yet, I spoke with Chris Jess, one of the performance's organizers, after the event. He gave a bit of insight into how, by whom, and why the performance was put together the way that it was. So I was just wondering who wrote the script, and is there any group that was affiliated with the presentation, such as RAP or RSD, the Residents for Sustainable Development?
This was a real alternative production. Obviously, I think the RSD was aware of our actions and in support, but not in so much involved in what we were organizing. The script was written by my partner Ingrid and Brian Holstein, who narrated it, and they worked together to find this script that would allow for people to get in and out, allow for us to basically do it without rehearsal. And Brian was brilliant at suggesting, I mean, he has a lot of experience. He's actually part of the Story Tellers Guild, and so he has a lot of experience telling stories. So I think it was a good match between, you know, wanting to do street theater and then also finding a storyline that would work. I think, yeah, a lot of the choices we made around the puppets and their sizes were very much to try to represent in some sort of smaller context the real discomfort, for instance, that the Walmart box has in even your own personal space. Now this is getting into technical details that people may not want to get all the interest in, but for me, to have a big freezer box, wear it on your shoulders and negotiate a sidewalk, for instance, was a really good way to actually disrupt somebody's comfort in, first of all, trying to negotiate around a box like that. So it had an imposing size that, you know, afforded one to have to, you know, recognize the size and without even speech. So that was a performance in that it, you know, it showed the size and it required reaction by the audience, which, you know, that was the interplay that we're trying to work on. And of course, the size of the citizen or the resident, rather the engaged community member and resident, was very much to make it quite large and definitely a lot larger than the big box would be. Therefore, suggesting in its own way, in its own performance-like way, without even speaking, the power of the individual versus a corporation. And that's, I mean, that's definitely the line we're looking at as far as how we created it. So,
whether the August 5th street theater performance actually affected the OMB decision or not is questionable, but it did provide a forum for the concerned citizens of Guelph to cite their trepidation while illustrating an unbreakable hopefulness and rallying support. It was a creative effort with a message 15 feet tall.
It's true. We will not have access to cheap underpants, but I ask you, when do cheap underpants ever figure into living happily ever after?
In the little town where I'm from, we got a two-way street. Everybody runs. Big silver moon shines through the pines. Just about says it for our skyline. But no one's complaining about nothing changing here. The local paper has a page or two. Just about covers the hometown news. One kind of button on the radio dial. Cranking out country for a country mile.
parking lot social club. Ain't nothing broke, nothing to fix. Things are just a rocking here in the sticks. A little laid back, we ain't growing fast. Kinda like living life here in the past. But no one's complaining about nothing changing here. Yeah, all summer long the nights are hot. Hanging out here in the parking lot. Sitting on the hood of your pickup truck. Talking to your girl about falling in love. Yeah, everybody here is a member of the Walmart parking lot social club. Parking lot social club. The Walmart parking lot social club.
That was Joe Nickel with Walmart Parking Lot. For more information about the big box issue as it pertains to Guelph, you can visit the Residents for Sustainable Development page, www.not-there.ca. Guelph's official plan can be downloaded at the City of Guelph website, www.city.guelph.on.ca/main.cfm. I'm the H, and thanks for listening to CFRU 93.3 FM.